Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We are simulcasting this next hour, so we're really excited to welcome not only our audience joining us online, but those tuning in on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, as well as WYADonline.com. On the East Coast, we have joining us Atlanta's 106LiveRadio.com, as well as DCNowRadio.com. We're glad you all could be with us today. Author, speaker, and life coach Sharon Jamison is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her journey to being able to be the person she is today, but also how she's been able to help other people to be able to learn how they can do the same thing. One of the ways is through her book. Last year she released the book, I Have Learned a Few Things. We're going to talk to her about that, but also, of course, what she has been able to show people about how sometimes we can be our own worst enemy and how we could be the key to making sure that we get what we want out of life. Sharon, hello, team. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I am so honored and so happy to be here. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And, you know, I think this conversation is a very important one, Sharon, because a lot of people right now, where they find themselves this year, of course, some of them have made resolutions for themselves they didn't live up to. They have made promises to themselves they have not lived up to, or to other people as well. And some of them are feeling so defeated. I think what's so great about what you've been able to do through the Jamison Group is really show people the importance of not only realizing your own worth, but also walking in that purpose, walking in that value. I mean, what has it been like for you, Sharon, to be able to recognize that for yourself and then to be able to share that with others?
I have to tell you, it has been the joy of my life to help people get clear about who they are, because I know that in my own journey, I didn't know who I was. I accepted all the labels that said, because I was a woman and because I was African-American, that I should do this and I should do that. And because I accepted all those labels, I felt powerless and I felt hopeless. And as a result of feeling a lot of pain and hopelessness, I made a lot of bad decisions. I made a lot of bad decisions trying to cope with those hurtful places in my life, those wounded scars. And so it's been really a journey to help people get clear about what they believe about themselves and to see that sometimes they are their biggest enemy. But people don't know that. They don't understand their pain. They know that they're hurting. They know that they are living in misery and mediocrity. So it's helpful to be able to help people clarify their issues, but then have the courage to implement changes in their life that honor them. So clarity and courage was something that helped me. And as a life strategist, I try to help people get clear about who they are, clear about who they are not, and then stand in their own power so that they can love themselves and honor themselves. So it's been a journey, and I'm so grateful to have access and to be invited into people's lives.
Right. And I think the amazing thing is, Sharon, and I thought about this when I was prepping for your segment, is that you are leading by example. You're not just talking about something that you have heard. You're talking about something that you know. And I think that's what makes it so personal. Do you think that is why you are able to have the connection with people that you do? Because they realize it is coming from a genuine place and a place of personal knowledge.
I think so. I think one of the blessings I think that happens to life coaches is to share their story. So I tell people, yes, I've been married twice. I've been divorced twice. Yes, I overcame depression. Yes, I had an eating disorder at one time and overcome that. Yes, I've been a single mom. Yes, I'm in corporate America, and I understand what it feels to feel like you are not valued and validated in a toxic environment. So I think because of all of those experiences, I am able to touch people not only deal with their professional issues, but their emotional and spiritual issues. And I think being a minister invites me into places where people are willing to be more vulnerable, because our spirituality is connected to our emotional health anyway. And so I think that's really, really important. And I think when I lay my life out and show people my scars, but also show the path to healing and this path to transformation, I think it makes be relevant and makes them be able to connect with me on a real level. I don't come to them as a coach. I come to them as a partner, and that's why I call my clients my teachers, because we're in this together. We're in this journey of self-revelation, but also self-revolution together.
Right. I'm sure that makes them feel really good to know, because that means, of course, that you all are able then to grow together, to work together, and also, I think, to be able to figure things out together. And I think we all are figuring things out every day, I think, and that's one of the great things about having conversations like this. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're already enjoying ourselves with Sharon Jameson today. We're talking with her not only about her own journey as a life strategist, as an author, but also as a motivational speaker, an individual who's definitely living what she's teaching and also being able to see how it's helping other people. I mentioned the work you're doing through the Jameson Group, Sharon, and I think one of the main things that is so important that you share in your new book, I Have Learned a Few Things, is the importance of recognizing that you are enough. I mean, though that seems like a simple thing, but I think our audience, you know, can definitely attest to the fact that a lot of times it's easier to say that than to believe it. How did believing it change the direction of your life?
Oh, gosh. Can I just say first, that was a 20-year journey. I want to be able to understand. It took me a while to really love the person that I was, because all my life I felt like a misfit. I felt like I didn't fit in any one group, and I was very, very different and very awkward. But when I really embraced who I was and to love the color of my skin, my size of my thighs, love my intelligence, love the different ways I view the world, I was able to start to follow my own conscience and not the crowd. And I think that journey is a real-life journey, but people have to be taught how to love themselves. Because when you think about it, we are not taught how to honor our own intuition, how to honor our own truth. We are taught, as in this culture, to go along to get along. And if you are going along to get along and not honoring your soul, how can you really love yourself? It's as if you're placing your self-esteem in someone else's hands. And so it was a struggle. I lost some friends. I lost some family. But loving yourself means honoring yourself, but that takes courage and it takes clarity. And so it was a journey, and when you really get there, you can tell that it changes the trajectory of your life. I'm 50 now, and I really probably started loving myself emotionally, spiritually, physically, till I was in my mid-40s, till I got it, and got it in a way that I can stand in my power and proclaim that I love myself and proclaim that I am the one and the only one who will label me, and that I am who I am. And that took a lot of help, support, prayer, self-work, therapy. So I want to tell people it's a journey, and to use all of your resources, because you cannot heal in isolation. You heal in community. But you have to get in and do the work and look at your wounds, even though they're ugly, and understand that healing sometimes hurts at first. And it's uncomfortable. But I think that if we're willing to look at our wounds, look at how we are complicit in some of our pain, we can make different choices that honor us. And when you honor yourself, you start to love yourself, because self-love and self-trust is very much connected. And that's why it's so important for people to follow their own truth and trust themselves, because then and only then do you begin to understand your own value and love yourself. And that's really, really important. But it was a long journey. I want people to know that. It was not overnight. It was incremental, not instantaneous at all.
Yeah, and I think that's a great thing for all of us to remember. You know, an interesting thing that you mentioned in the book, I Have Learned a Few Things, and it goes to something that I have personally learned for myself. And I think others who listen to this broadcast, no matter where they may be in the world, have learned it too, that unfortunately along your journey, the people who start along with you may not necessarily be the people who stay along with you. And I think too, as you said, even about your own process, Sharon, that it, you know, you never stop. Every day is a journey, so people will continue to be in flux. But one thing you address in the book that I think is so interesting, because we see it played out today, especially through social media, and that is, you know, success, of course, is by me and by you and by others applauded, and people are excited for people's success, but not everyone feels that way. And you talk about in the book about success. This is what you wrote. I have learned that success brings its own pain, especially if people have not done their own emotional work. If people have not spiritually, emotionally, and mentally prepared for promotion and elevation, the stress of losing friends, family, and connections will restrict their own growth. You went on to say this: I have learned that if you want to be successful, however you define it, you will need to prepare not only for financial shifts, but also for social shifts and mental transitions. And preparation for success will not be easy. You may need to invest in support, therapists, and coaches to help you successfully navigate in the world and in a culture that you never experienced before. Because without a strong spirit, there is no foundation to handle and manage the blessings and challenges of success. Believe me, I know. I want to talk about that because I think this is an interesting thing, and it says a lot about where we are in the world as well. But, I mean, I think, you know, for you, as you say, you know this personally. What has it been like for you to realize and to accept, Sharon, that not everyone who started on this journey with you will not only not be with you on the journey, but may not be happy for you on the journey?
Oh, that is such a great question. I would say The most hurtful thing was that you lose people who are the closest to you, your friends and your family, because people somehow feel that if you are successful, that you no longer understand or want to be connected to them. And when you are start to ascend, you'll be surprised that people will try to manipulate you or guilt you or make you feel obligated because they want you to stay where they are. I tell my clients, it was one thing for me to move out of poverty, but the challenging thing was to get the poverty out of me because I had a poverty mindset, and I didn't love myself, and so I wanted to be friends. I wanted to be included. I wanted to be associated with people. But when I started realizing that I had a choice, I can be popular to my friends and not follow my divine call, I had to make a choice. It was a hard choice. I lost friends, and even as I continue to climb today, people fall off or people malign you. But here's the blessing. I know that I believe, and I'm not trying to say God, but I'm going to characterize it as God. When God gives vision, God gives provision. So as I go up, people are sent to me to help me along the journey, and I always get the type of support that I need. I want to be honest and say sometimes it's very lonely. Sometimes you feel as if there's no one to celebrate with you. Sometimes it's hard for me to call and say, oh, I got this new interview or I got this new speaking engagement, because I know that some people are no longer clapping for me. But I have to tell people that's why success, you have to be ready for it, because every level has a new devil. And I have to tell myself, when I get frustrated or when I feel lonely, Sharon, you wanted the spotlight, but now you have to deal with the heat. And some of the heat comes in the relationships, and that's where the biggest losses are. And that's why it's important to stay grounded and make sure you have a solid support system, even if that support system is not your family. Like I said, therapists and coaches and mentors have been the people in my life to say, Sharon, keep on, keep it on, keep going. Because for a while, I felt embarrassed. I felt embarrassed when something good happened to me. I felt embarrassed when I got bonus checks. I felt embarrassed when I got opportunities. And I would never share because I got excluded from stuff. But now I just realized that playing small, I love what Marianne Williamson says, that playing small serves no one. And so I try to live in my full power, in my full capacity, and try to continue to tell my story in a way that elevates people. But I will encourage people to do one thing, to continue to work from a place of inspiration and not desperation. When you work from desperation because you want to be a part of the group, you make bad decisions and you sell yourself short, and you use money as a ploy to get friends. Because when the money stops and the honey stops, people will stop following you. So I think that's really important. So I try to continue to follow from inspiration and knowing that I have to have a spiritual practice so I can make the right decisions. But it's been difficult, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And I'm grateful for the struggle that I had in my teens, my 20s and 30s, because it gave me the power and the strength to endure success, to understand success, and to understand the mindset of success. it was those hard times when I hit rock bottom that really has provided a great foundation. So I'm grateful. I'm not going to say I'm not lonely, and you probably know that in your own success, but it's okay to win, and I'm going to do my best to keep winning.
Right. I want to go back to something that you wrote in that chapter, and that is, you know, success however you define it. Because I think that's another mistake that we all make, Sharon, is that, I know I did, growing up especially, we have an idea for ourselves as to what success looks like. And then other people, to make matters worse, have an idea of what success should look like for us. How have you been able to get comfortable with how your personal success may not be what other people expect your success to look like?
Oh, what a great question. I have gotten comfortable based on being clear of who I was and what was important to me. And that's why clarity gives you the foundation to make the best decisions. And I found out for me that it wasn't money, because when I got money, I wasn't happy. Now, I'm not rich. I'm not saying that. But as the money started coming in, that did not give me satisfaction or fulfillment. What gave me satisfaction and fulfillment is when people would come to me and tell me that I made a difference, that they read the book, that the book was cathartic, that the book liberated them from some myopic thinking. That made me happy. And so that, to me, is success, feeling that I am making a difference in somebody's life. That's more valuable to me than money. And so I think we have to get clear, because the media tells us that we should have a lot of money and houses and all of that. I didn't grow up with that. I don't need that. I just love rich conversation, rich relationships, and feeling that I'm making a difference. That is what makes my heart sing. And as long as my heart is singing, that's what I will always continue to do. So I really have a gut check to see, hey, does this feel good in my head and my heart? And what feels good in my head and my heart are always is easy for me to do the work of my hands. And so my work of my hands is teaching through ministry, through speaking, through writing, however that shows up. That's what makes me happy. That's what makes my heart sing. That's success to me.
Yeah. You know, the last thing I want to talk to you about, Sharon, that I think is such a big one, and there's so many great things that you have written about in this latest book. Again, the title is I Have Learned a Few Things, but being grateful. I have one of the things that I have talked about a lot on this program this year in particular has been the importance of trying to be present. It is such a struggle in the world that we live in today to try to enjoy where we are, to enjoy what we have, as you were just talking about, to enjoy what you've been able to do and what you continue to be able to do. Because I think so many times we do already think about the what's next and, you know, what do we need to be doing to get that next thing. In chapter 37 of the book, though, you devote a chapter to this, be grateful. What are you doing with your blessings? You know, this is what you wrote as you began the chapter. God gives gifts, talents, abilities, and resources to people who can be trusted to share. So look at your life. What are you doing with your gifts? How are you sharing your abilities? How are you using your talents? How are you using your resources to serve humanity? I guess my question is, all of those things point to this reminder for us, and that is that the world is bigger than us. It's not all about us. How has that helped you in realizing that you are here not just for what you can do for Sharon, but what you can do for others?
Oh, you're asking just wonderful questions. I'm just enjoying this process so much. I always knew, and maybe because of my upbringing, I'm a preacher's kid, knew that I was a servant. So I always felt that you don't count your blessings, you make your blessings count. And so I always knew that whatever I was going to do had to be greater than me, because when you are doing something, the dream was too big. The vision in my heart was too big just for me. So I always knew that what I was commissioned to do would be to contribute in some way. I believe that contributing is the rent we pay for being on the earth. And so I'm so grateful for the ways that I can contribute. And I'm grateful for the ways I'm learning that I can do more and I can use different media to get the message across that we have blessings, but what are we doing with it? Because what I know is that service, Mother Teresa said something that was really powerful. She said, the hands that serve are holier than the lips that pray. And so I tell myself, I always want to be a servant. And one of the ways that I can serve is to help people love themselves in a way that they can live their purpose, love themselves in a way that they can heal other people, because I think we are healed to help other people heal. And so I hope that what I offer in my talents and my abilities is to serve humanity by helping humanity heal one person at a time. We heal one person, we heal families. We heal families, we heal communities. We heal communities, we heal states, countries. It all starts by understanding that I am valuable, but somebody else is equally as valuable, even if they're different than you are. And if we can heal our own wounds, I think we can heal the world. And so I'm hoping that I continue to be a vessel versus a reservoir, so I can do whatever God wants me to do to support and serve humanity. So I'm really grateful for the opportunities that I have. I'm grateful for you giving me an opportunity to share. It's just been a blessing. So thank you so much.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And I think, you know, this is necessary for us all, I think, Sharon, because I think, unfortunately, sometimes we are told, of course, that you kind of graduate from these things. You know, I think everything has takes the graduation. Everyone wants that certificate. But I think the great thing about your book, you know, I have learned a few things, it's that it reminds us is that as long as you are on this earth, every day is an opportunity to learn. Every day is an opportunity to grow, and it's really up to you what you choose to do with it. And I think that's it. I mean, when you stop learning, when you stop growing, you definitely stop, of course, being able to be open to what's available to you. You know, another powerful chapter, we won't talk about it here, but I definitely want our audience to make a note of it, because I want you all, when you get the book, and we're about to tell you all here in a moment how you can get it, you definitely want to take note of chapter 10, You Have Power. That's another powerful chapter. I'm Sharon. Another one is about forgiveness. I think something that all of us can learn from, and who that really benefits. The last thing, though, that I think, you know, is definitely something that needs to be mentioned is that you mentioned your platform and what you've been able to do with the Jameson Group, and the extent, especially this conversation, is because of social media. But I think it's so important. One thing I have learned, it goes back to what we talked about when it came to the journey, and that is that everyone is not supposed to be around us. That's just the truth. You can't have everyone around you, because not everyone is going to be there to lift you, to guide you, you know, to help you, and also to be of service, as we are all trying to be of service. You know, what has that been like for you to share with your clients when it comes to social media, Sharon? Because for some people, they're like, well, you know what? They're not really I'm not really associating with them because I don't really hang out with them, but all of us are hanging out on social media these days. So how have you been able to help your clients to recognize that even when it comes to those who we are spending time with online, how we have to be careful, how we're giving our power and also using that power?
Oh, that is such a great point. I tell my clients all the time, even though there are many people available to you, everybody's not suitable for you. Mm-hmm. And I really try to encourage them to only allow people to have close access to you when they feed you and feed you motivation, feed you inspiration, feed you nourishment. And that means in every aspect of their lives. If people on social media, their pages are full of poison and toxicity, racism and sexism and homophobia, classism, you unfriend them. Because I tell them everything they see provide a message in their body, in their spirit, that can either bless them or burden them. And so I really encourage people to delete people. Every place that surrounds you should be a place of positivity, because living in the world is hard enough. You don't need toxicity and negativism surrounding you or bombarding you. But, again, use your power, make a choice, unfriend them. And so I really, really always tell people, even though people are available, that it doesn't mean that they're suitable. Have high standards and high expectations of the people who have the closest access to you. And I tell them, everybody should have access to you, that you should hold yourself to a standard that people know that when they come to you, they have to interact with you in a certain way, or they will not be rewarded with your presence. And I tell people, love yourself, to know that having access to you is a reward. And when people don't honor that reward, they get punished by not being able to have access to you. But you have to really know how your divinity, you have to really know that you're royalty. And that takes time. But I believe in social media. If I see people putting negative stuff, I delete them. I have my page blocked so people can't just post things on my page, my personal page or my author page. I feel like everything that surrounds me, I want it to be positive. And that means I have to take a leadership role in my life to make sure everything seems positive and everything represents what I feel is true, which is healing, self-respect, self-love, self-empowerment, transformation. And that's why I'm so happy to be connected with you, because that's, I can see that's what you're about, and I'm just so grateful to just be in this platform because you have such a wonderful reputation. I told you before we got started that people speak of you so highly about not only your excellence, about your integrity, and I could not wait to interact with people like you because you're rare. And so I celebrate who you are, and I celebrate the reputation that you have earned because of you just being the person who you are. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you, Sharon, for that. It definitely is, you know, is my daily call to be the best that I can be and to bring the best that I can as well. And that includes great guests like you, so I appreciate this opportunity to be able to share with you as well. Again, everyone, Sharon Jameson has been our guest. Amazing conversation with her as we're simulcasting today. She's an author, a life strategist, as well as, of course, a motivational speaker. The book that I had a chance to read is called I Have Learned a Few Things. It's available through our friends at Amazon.com. You can get the Kindle version, as I did, for only $4. Take advantage of that. Also, of course, the other platforms are available there as well as Sharon's other book. Sharon, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up what's coming up next for you?
Oh, sure. They can go on my website, www.sharonjameson.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything is sharonjameson.com. We do have some events coming up this weekend. We are in Los Angeles promoting the anthology, The Strength of My Soul. On April the 2nd, I will be doing a workshop on I Have Learned a Few Things About Relationships in Atlanta. And on April the 9th, I'm going to be doing a workshop on I Have Learned a Few Things in Miami. So my book signings are always workshops. So
right.
I believe it. You know, why just read? Tell people, reading one is one thing, but showing people, sharing the journey, is giving people a path. To have some of the comments that we have in the book, I think, is equally important. So just check in with me, and I would love to connect with people. So email me at Sharon@SharonJameson.com, and I would love, absolutely love to be connected with people who are interested in being connected with me. So thank you so much for that.
Hey, Sharon, thank you so much for the time. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come for you at the bottom of the hour. For those joining us online, though, we're going to lose you. So if you came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Sharon, don't worry. The link is already available through our social media links. You can find it there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.